Good morning, all, and welcome to B. I want to jump right in, and as I do, I want to ask you a question. So here it is. What is one of the biggest differences between you and the true and living God? What is the difference between you and the triune Lord? Well, certainly the answer to that question is legion, right? But I want to bring up something that is perhaps forgotten by us all too often. Are you ready? What is a massive difference between us and God? Answer, we need pillows. We need pillows. In other words, we need sleep. We need naps. We need rest. And so this is my encouragement to you. Be restful. Be restful. Let's unpack that. And let's do some biblical theology to do that unpacking. First things first, as I just mentioned, the triune God doesn't get tired. He doesn't get tired. The prophet Isaiah chides us. He says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary." Likewise, the psalmist reminds us, "Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." So the Lord, he doesn't sleep or get tired, but we do. We need rest. We need pillows and beds, not God. And such, hopefully, is a reminder of our own finitude and our own creatureliness, as well as a reminder of God's infinitude and his creatorness. Second truth to grab hold of is this. Built into our very world is the rhythm, the cycle of rest. In other words, while the triune God doesn't sleep or get tired, he has hardwired into his creation, into us, the need for rest. Here's what I mean. From the very beginning, Sabbath was etched into the world God made. Remember Genesis 2:3, the seventh day was blessed and made holy. That is to say, it was set apart. And this Sabbath, this resting, it continues throughout redemptive history, doesn't it? Again, we see it in Eden, in Genesis 2. We see it there pre-fall, but we also see it later alluded to in Exodus 16 with Israel and the whole manna in the wilderness. Well, now, what's significant about that episode in Exodus 16 is that it occurs before the giving of the law at Sinai. In other words, it's pre-Mosaic covenant, which shouldn't surprise us too much, because the Sabbath principle, as we've just seen, it originates not with Moses, but in Eden. It's pre-Mosaic covenant. Now, speaking of the Mosaic covenant, you'll also remember that the Sabbath is literally written by the finger of God, as it is given to Israel in the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20. Then, after the Old Covenant, when we come to the New Covenant, we see the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day, which is really the Christian Sabbath. The day has moved from Saturday, the last day of the week, that was the day of the Sabbath in the Old Covenant, to Sunday, now the first day of the week. And this, no doubt, to commemorate Christ's resurrection from the dead and his inaugurating the new creation. And then, of course, if we fast forward even further, what is the new heaven and the new earth except an eternal Sabbath? Here's the point, beloved. Built into the very cycle of life itself is rest. From Adam to Israel to the church to eternity, this theme of rest runs right through it. A theme that we have too often ignored to our detriment. So, when thinking about rest, we've seen that God doesn't get tired. We've seen how Sabbath is hardwired into creation. And now third, I want us to make sure that we receive rest from God's hand for what it is. A blessing. A gift. Rest is not punishment. Beloved, it's a grace. It's a grace. Remember what Christ said in Mark 2, verse 27? The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. You see, the Lord, He didn't give us the Sabbath to saddle us, but to serve us. In a related vein, we would do well to reflect upon Psalm 127. Psalm 127. Why? Because right there at the beginning of that song, we read these words. It is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. For He, that is the Lord, for He gives to His beloved sleep. Sleep. Rest. It is a gift. One that the Lord bestows upon His beloved. We need this reminder, don't we? Especially us workaholics, those of us who worry and fret and are always busy trying to work and get things done. Those of us who burn the candle at both ends. God says to us, get some sleep, man. Sleep in or go to bed early. Okay, with those three truths unpacked, right? God doesn't get tired, Sabbath, and rest being a gift. I want to try now and encourage you in light of COVID-19, specifically as it relates to being restful. And I want to do this in two ways. First, I want to talk about being restful Monday through Saturday. And then second, I want to speak real quick to you about rest as it relates to Sunday. So when it comes to Monday through Saturday, I want to challenge you right now to slow down. To slow down. Now, I know that many of you have been forcibly slowed down, in some cases to a screeching halt. I get that. But I also think that many of us are so used to the breakneck speed of modern life that we have simply replaced one roller coaster for another. So I think my challenge remains, slow down. Don't spend all day running ragged. We aren't machines. We're people. We're made in God's image. We're not made of metal. So I want to encourage you, use this time of quarantine to unplug. Make time for reading and memorizing and meditating on Scripture. Grow in prayer. Become disciplined in fasting. Do a Bible study with some other members of the church via Facebook or Zoom. Play games together as a family. Sing songs. Gather around the dinner table each night with your family and give thanks as you feast together. Again, my point is this, rest. Get the right pedal off of the floor, okay? You do know that there is a pedal on the left side, right? Try using that one every once in a while. Then, when it comes to Sunday, remember, it's still the Lord's Day. Just because we are providentially hindered from gathering doesn't mean that the fourth commandment has no bearing upon us. It's not like we just get an extra long weekend or another day of quote-unquote me time or another day of just working out in the yard or, you know, discipleship goes out the window or we kind of, I don't know, get the day off from church or something like that. No, it's still a day of worship. We are still called to rest. So, given our present circumstances, what might that look like? Well, let me encourage you. Rest from your labors and rest in Christ. Rest from your labors and rest in Christ. Practically, what does that look like? Well, perhaps it looks like foregoing that extra yard work so that you can spend time in the Word. It looks like busting out the catechism. It looks like families gathered for worship in the living room. It looks like the singing of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It looks like doing good and serving your neighbors. It even looks like taking a glorious nap. The point is that Sunday is supposed to look different than the other 6 days. Beloved, there is much to occupy our time and attention in these days. If we're honest, there is much that is a source of anxiety. Well, that's true. And let us recognize that one of the ways that the Lord has called us to fight those fears and to fight those sins is by resting. By resting. So be restful. Now, I don't know about you, but I think it's just about time for a quick nap. So I'll talk to you next time.